every time we like go out to practice, we always see Zay. I mean, he's like one of the first guys out there every single time. What have you seen in kind of his work ethic? And it seems like it's been there probably from the beginning.
Yes, it has been there from the beginning. The kid is a guy that wants to be great, wants to soak up all the information as possible, much as possible. He talks to Coach Dub and I daily about things that he can work on to get himself better. He's getting out early to get stretched out, making sure he's ready to go. So it's just a young guy to see him do those type of things is pretty impressive on his end, as professional as he is as early in his career.
Where's the biggest area of improvement for him from, say, week one to now, or, you know, more than halfway through the season? Where do you see him make the jumps?
Just understanding the offense and understanding the different positions and where he can be utilized at. For a young player to come in to the NFL in any organization, learn a new offense, learn the verbiage, and understand that it's hard to learn one spot, let alone two or three spots. And he's grown immensely throughout the season as far as understanding the entire schematic of what we're trying to get accomplished and how he fits into the puzzle, and then going out and letting his talent shine. Yeah, I can't speak on what has happened in the past and how he's evolved. Since I've been here, I had a conversation with him day one, and we talked about where we're headed and the positive mindset going forward with different things. And Bate has been awesome daily with just trying to continue to work his craft and get better each and every day. And it's showing up every week, as you just noted. And that's a positive for us as a team, because the more guys we have out there capable of making plays, the better for us at scoring points on offense. So it's been awesome to see him continue to grow into this offense and grow as a person. And I'm looking forward to the future with him as well.
Greg, I'm curious if there's any more about the conversation that you say you had with him day one.
I'm sorry?
I'm just curious if there's any more you can share about the conversation you had with him day one. Was that something you were doing with all these guys?
Oh, no, that's something I've done everywhere I've been. When I come in, I want a clean slate with every person, and I base you off of what we got going forward and my expectations. I want to know your expectations, and then we move forward. So it was a great conversation with him, but I had one with everybody in the group.
Correct. When Rashad has been healthy, he's had these big breakout games, and even this year we've seen him be able to stack cornerbacks on his vertical route. We've seen him be able to make these good catches. Why do you think we haven't seen a kind of breakout game?
Because it's only one football. It's only one football. It goes around everybody. We have an enormous amount of playmakers with ability on offense, and we try to get everybody involved. And when your number is called, the expectation is for you to make those plays. And when Bates' number has been called, he's made those plays, as the case with everybody else. So we talked about that from day one. It's one football, and that's the way it goes. We're in it to win games, and when your number is called, your opportunity presents itself, we need you to make that play. And then it could be another one 2 plays later, or it could be another one 20 plays later. But that's just the way it goes as far as us being as potent as we are on offense with all the skilled players that we have and the guy delivering the ball to us. It's just pick your poison, and we need to take advantage of that. Nelly has been tremendous in the room. I actually coached Nelly back in Philadelphia, and having that relationship with him, I knew the type of the guy that he was. And T, I obviously coached him at USC, and Dub actually worked with him previously. So we all knew the type of guy Nelly was, and bringing him into the group was a big positive because of his work ethic, how he presents himself, how he comes to work each and every day, professional, and then his skills. I mean, at the end of the day, he's a skillful player, and he comes out and shows it each and every day. But just from a leadership standpoint, showing guys how it is to be a pro, having been in the league 9 years, he understands that he was a rookie once, and just those younger guys latching on to him, to Odell, to Duve, those type of guys, to Tread, and just seeing how those guys, it's a very professional room. We enjoy each other's company. We enjoy playing. All right, but when it's time to work, the guys are ready to work, and they know what's at stake.
Greg, we've seen how deadly Odell is on those slants. What is it about? Why is he so good at that in particular?
He's explosive after the catch. I mean, he can run the slant route, get the guy off his out of his back pedal, and then set a great angle, and then Lamar delivers a great ball to him. And then the guy with the ball in his hands is very explosive. And he has a DB linebacker type of mindset when he does get the ball. He's physical and fast, and that's what's happening. When he's getting space, it's opportunity to make plays, and he wants to take advantage of each and every one of those.
And with Odell, in what ways have you seen him kind of impact as being a leader with this group?
Just how he approaches it, just talking to guys, having been in the league 9 years as well, or 10 years, he's been through a lot and seen a lot, and different situations have presented themselves to him throughout his career, not necessarily from a football on the field deal, but just dealing with different situations. He's helped those guys a lot from that standpoint. Obviously, he's a great player and his skills show, and he's able to teach some guys some different things. But as far as what he's been through and how he's been able to continue to make it in the league for going on 10 years is remarkable. And to help those young guys understand that this is what it takes to be at this level, to be at this elite level each and every year, it's going to be this difficult.
Along those lines, what is he like in that room, in the wide receiver room, when you guys are going through things? Is he a vocal guy, and how does he sort of impart that wisdom?
Well, the room is open. Myself, I lead by example and ask questions, and Coach Dub asks questions as well, and we're the lead of the group, and we give out the information. But it's open to guys, because it's different ways to do different things, and guys have been different places, whether it's Zay or Odell or Nelly or Tread or Ty or Duve or Bate or Sean. Any of those guys have done all the routes that we're doing and may have used a different technique, and we're open to hear some of that stuff and maybe implement some different things into what we're trying to get accomplished. But it's been awesome just to hear and learn different things, because even as a coach, you're always learning, trying to find different ways to get to guys and get them to understand what we're trying to get accomplished. So it's been fantastic to have him in there, but it's been everybody doing the same thing and just trying to learn from each other. Just continue to improve each and every week. There's no magic thing that he needs to do. Just continue to stay focused on what we got going on, come to work each and every day like he does, and just continue to find ways to help the team and help us win games. That's the only thing that I'm looking for.
It seems like Odell has kind of been eaten up over the past month or so after doing some injuries earlier in the year. What do you expect from him down the stretch here?
The same thing. I expect the same thing from everybody to be part of the offense when their number is called, to help us be successful on offense and move the ball down the field and get touchdowns. However that may be, it may be him catching a pass on the slant, it may be him blocking on a run play. But the expectation is for us to do our part, our 1/11th, each individual from the receiver room, when they get out there on the field. It's been awesome. I had known of Keith, and I recruited his son back when I was at San Jose State. Obviously, he didn't go there. Keith, they didn't want to mess with me there. But it's been fantastic to get around a coach that is like-minded. We're very focused on the details of receiver play and understanding each and every nuance that needs to take place. But we also are regular. And it's regular talking to people. It's not talking like we're some scientist or something we're not. It's been refreshing just to get around a guy that enjoys it just as much as you do, if not more. Like, Keith has been awesome, awesome to lean on, awesome to learn from. And then I'm hopefully helping him in the same way. And then we're hopefully helping the group of receivers that we got. And hopefully it permeates throughout the offense and to the team as well. But His excitement, his passion for receiver play and us has been great to be a part of.
Greg, is there a skill to catching passes from the kind of unique arm angles that Lamar throws it, or is it just all fundamentals apply the same way either way?
Catching is catching. I mean, when you see the ball coming at you, you catch it. It's no science to it, in my opinion. Now, some of the stuff that you may see Odell do at practice with the one-handers, that's his deal. I'm a two-hand catcher, and when it gets thrown to me or thrown to our guys, I expect you to catch it. If he's throwing it underhand, overhand, sideways, if he's kicking it to you, however you get it, the objective is to catch it. It's no, you see something, if I threw something at you right now, you just catch it because you don't want to get hit. So that's how I look at it.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.